Accession number 1690603.
The sergeant said, go and get an ambulance. So I went down the rank, and the first wagon that was behind us was a group of army officers, guard officers, and they asked how it fared there. And I told them that we had one dead and two injured, and I said I wanted an ambulance, but I couldn't get one. Like, anyway, the next fellow that came along was our captain, Captain Price, troop commander, and he said, "Well, take my jeep, and there's a casualty centre just over here on the right." And I went there, got an ambulance, came back. And when I came back, when I got back there, Ted Greenock was waiting on the corner. And, the Germans were only about 150 yards away, so Ted had been sat there for an hour or so. And he said, "Well, we don't need the ambulance now, they've got them away." And so the ambulance went back, and we walked past our gun and tractor, and I had a look at this about what we'd laid out, and walked back up to a gully just past, some 100 yards or so past, and we're in a little gully there, and they got a 3-ton lorry being left for them, and we stayed there. Well, we got back there, and the sergeant said, "Well, we better go and see if we can get this gun and tractor away." Took this 3-ton lorry down, hooked the lorry on, and hitched our gun to our lorry, and tried to pull them both out together, but it wouldn't take them, so we had to uncouple the gun, leave gun, take the lorry up, and go back for the gun. And they was waiting for us when they got back for a second for to take the gun, and they had another go at us with shells flying about all over. Anyway, we got the gun back, and we stayed in this gully for the rest of the night. And I really wanted to go and see what we could do about them, you know, but the sergeant said, "Well, leave that to infantrymen, they'll see to them." So the next morning we set off and towards Tunis. And we was only about 3 miles away from Tunis at the time. And they parked up, and our regiment was waiting for us, like. And when we got into the parking area, there was a ranking guards officer talking to Captain White, Captain Price. And I got off because Ted had told me that Captain Price had sent me back for this ambulance. He said I was in shock. But I got off to have a talk to him about it. And he said, "Well, he was sorry, mate, you know, about it." He said, I looked a bit white. I also had a red face at that time. And I looked white, and he said, "I looked shocked." I said, "Well, fair enough." I said, "I just looked into a man's body." I said, "It could have been a bit of a shock, right?" Anyway, we stayed there for the rest of the night. Somebody brought a bottle of whiskey and about a dozen cans of beer for the gun team that were left. The troop was together, right? So we had a drink, and then next day we set off. Went round Cape Bon and then back to Tripoli.
Tunis.
Tripoli. And we've gone on a boat from Tripoli to Cairo, to Port Said.
Just let me stop you there. If I can just go back to, you said the Germans ambushed you to start off with.
Yes, at that point, about 6 miles out of Tillis.
Can you say more about that German ambush, what it was like?
Well, it was like there must have been one shell for a starter, what hit us. And then while we were getting the bloke out of the back of the wagon, and the other people getting injured in the wood, there must have been 20, 30 shells landed in that period of time. It didn't take long. It seemed ages to me, but in a matter of fact, it must have been about 5 minutes, something like that.
This was in the dark, was it?
No, it's about 4 o'clock time.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
Could you see anything of the Germans?
No. I did, initially. I was looking through the binoculars, and that's why I got down, is that I'd seen three soldiers running across an area with gauze and things like that, you know. And I got down and told this. I was up on top of the wagon, and I got down and told the sergeant that I'd seen these here three. But by the time I had got it quite out, went shell landed in the battle wagon. But the I wasn't sure that there was Germans. Like, it could have been anybody. Could have been Italians. There was Germans. Actually.
What were the Germans armed with?
The tanks have got 88mm guns on. And whether they got mortars or not, I don't know. But they probably would have. But we didn't see them. We didn't take over, and the infantry took out, you know, went round back and took them all. There was about six Tiger tanks there. About six.
And it was this incident for which you were awarded the military medal?
That's right.